full text of measure I ordinance amending the cannabis business tax be it ordained by the people of the city of Santa Cruz. Sections 5.07.030, F, 5.07.030, G, 5.07.130 and 5.07.260 of the Santa Cruz Municipal Code are hereby amended as follows. 5.07.030 Definitions. F. Cannabis means all parts of the plant Cannabis sativa linosus, Cannabis indica, or Cannabis ruderalis, as defined under the California Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act at Health and Safety Code Section 19300.5, F, as may be amended. G. Cannabis business or medical marijuana business means any business activity related to or concerning cannabis which entails the production, distribution, delivery, dispensing, exchanging, bartering or sale of either medical or non-medical cannabis, including but not limited to cultivating, transporting, manufacturing, compounding, converting, processing, preparing, storing, packaging, wholesale, and or retail sales of cannabis and any ancillary products in the city, whether or not carried on for gain or profit. 5.07.130 Waiver of penalties. The administrator may waive the first and second penalties imposed upon any person if A. The person provides evidence satisfactory to the administrator that failure to pay timely was due to circumstances beyond the control of the person and occurred notwithstanding the exercise of ordinary care and the absence of willful neglect, and the person paid the delinquent business tax and accrued interest owed the city prior to applying to the administrator for a waiver. B. The waiver provision specified in this subsection shall not apply to interest accrued on the delinquent tax. C. A request for relief from the first and second penalties must be filed within 30 days of the date the remittance was due to the city, but no later than 10 days of the city's notice, if sent, to the operator of the amount past due. 5.07.260 Successors and assignees responsibility. If any operator, while liable for any amount under this chapter, sells, assigns or otherwise transfers the business, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, the operator's subsequent successor, assign or other transferee, or other person or entity obtaining ownership or control of the business, shall satisfy any tax liability owed to the city associated with the business. Failure to do so for the benefit of the city will result in being personally liable to the city for the full amount of the tax liability, which includes interest and penalties. The successor operator, assign, purchaser, transferee, or other person or entity seeking to obtain ownership or control of the business shall notify the administrator of the date of transfer at least 30 days prior to the transfer date, or if the agreement to sell, transfer, or otherwise dispose of the business was made less than 30 days prior to the date of transfer, notice shall be provided immediately. The successor operator, assign, purchaser, transferee, or other person or entity who obtains ownership or control of the business shall be deemed to have complied with the requirement of this section to satisfy the unpaid tax liability if that person or entity has requested and received a tax clearance certificate from the administrator showing that it has been paid and stating that no amount is due through the date of transfer. The issuance of such a tax clearance certificate shall be in accordance with the procedures set forth in California Revenue and Taxation Code Section 7283.5 as applicable to transient occupancy taxes. The administrator, within 90 days of receiving a written request from a successor operator, assign, purchaser, transferee, or other person or entity who obtains or attempts to obtain ownership or control of the business, may issue a tax clearance certificate stating either the amount of tax liability due and owing for the property, or stating that there is no tax liability due and owing for the property. The administrator may also request financial records from the current or former owner or operator to conduct an audit of the tax that may be due and owing. After completing the audit within 90 days after the date that the records were made available, the administrator may issue a tax clearance certificate within 30 days of completing the audit, stating the amount of the tax liability owed, If any, if the city determines that the records provided for an audit are insufficient, the administrator may rely on the facts and information available to estimate any tax liability associated with the property. The administrator may issue a tax clearance certificate stating the amount of the tax liability, if any, based on such facts and information available. A written application for a hearing on the amount assessed on the tax clearance certificate must be made within 10 days after the serving or mailing of the certificate. The hearing provision of Section 5.07.300 shall apply. If an application for a hearing is not made within the time prescribed, the tax clearance certificate shall serve as conclusive evidence of the tax liability associated with the property as of the date specified on the certificate.